He's the one, the only, Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild on the air each week with our movie reviews on the Lucy Ann Land Show, 1290 WLBY. The movie today, Perry, is Pressure, one-worded title.
Yes, it is not a two-hour adaptation of the Billy Joel song. No, it is a tale about the importance of weather to the D-Day invasion.
Group Captain Dr. James Stagg, here at the express request of General Eisenhower.
Do we have a date yet for the invasion zone?
D-Day is in 61 hours from now. This is the largest seaborne invasion in history. Fate of the war, thousands of lives hinge on this. I need a forecast. Churchill tells me you're the best meteorologist in the country.
Get me the latest readings from every single base within 2,000 miles of Normandy. The invasion's confirmed for Monday.
Are they all like this?
We are faced with a succession of two aggressive storms.
Are you absolutely certain?
D-Day will be calm and sunny.
I couldn't disagree with that more.
If D-Day is cancelled, we will lose this war.
The final decision on the timing of D-Day will be mine, and mine alone.
If you invade tomorrow, they're going to be washed away.
300,000 men with families that they may never see again. Why should I trust you?
We must face the facts. The facts, however frightening they may be.
Wow. All right. This trailer looks fantastic. Can't wait to hear about this movie. Again, it's called Pressure. Perry?
Yes. It stars Andrew Scott, one of my favorite working actors right now. He plays a Scottish meteorologist named James Stagg, real person, who was basically put in charge of deciding if the weather was good enough to launch the D-Day invasion. And Brendan Fraser plays Dwight Eisenhower, of course, the head of command. And the two of them are constantly at loggerheads because Eisenhower needs this weather to be perfect. And for the first half of the film, James Stagg is the one person saying, even though the weather is beautiful right then and it looks as if it might be, he's saying, no, you don't want to do this. And that is the title's well chosen. It is a film not only about the pressure in the air, the air pressure systems that they're debating about, but it is the moment in time that both James Stagg and Dwight D. Eisenhower are living in the moment. They're under so much pressure to do a great many things, some of which will be revealed as you watch the movie. I don't want to get into them here, but they make this bigger than just what's going on with the war, and that would be enough. You surround them with some really great actors. Kerry Condon, who I love, Oscar nominated a couple of years ago for The Banshees of Inisherin. She plays Kay Summersby, a woman who is a close aide of Eisenhower's. Mm-hmm. Chris Messina, who is an American actor who most people probably still know best as he was the male lead on The Mindy Project, Mindy Kaling's wonderful sitcom a few years ago. He's been doing great work for 25 years. He played David Falk in Air, the creation of the Air Jordans movie a few years ago, in which he's wonderfully awful. he plays a wonderful person that you love to hate. And he does that here for a bit. He and Andrew Scott are at loggerheads throughout most of the movie in a most entertaining way. This is a movie, Lucy. So I got a cousin, Jamie. She's one of the smartest people I've ever met. Jamie's brilliant and wonderful. And we were having a conversation many years ago, and she said, Perry, the older I get, I'm pretty sure that every dad I know gets into one of two things, World War II or smoked meats. Genius observation.
Yes.
This is the movie made for the dads who've chosen World War II.
Yeah.
Okay. This feels like it was made by the History Channel. I mean that as both a compliment and kind of a ding. It is perfectly well made. It's a fine movie. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It does feel – it's based on a play that's been around for nearly 20 years, co-written by the playwright, the movie adaptation, and it feels like it. It's a bunch of people sitting around talking about the weather, and that's I don't mean that as a knock in the slightest. You can make that interesting, and they do. That said, it has a very History Channel sort of feel to it. This is – you are watching important things happen and finding out why it happened. I didn't feel a real sense of urgency, like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Because I know what happens. I've seen Saving Private Ryan. I know how the D-Day invasion goes. So I wish there had been some ways to make it less about that and more about the people. They still lean into the D-Day invasion in the last 30 minutes of the movie and just sit there going, I know how this ends. There's nothing. No, I know. Why? Why am I bothering with this? Other than it's very important and very historical, and so we're going to pay attention to it. Reason enough, doesn't make the most entertaining movie in the world. But I am a polite 3-star review for me because of Andrew Scott, who's an actor who can truly play anything. He's probably best known to American audiences still as the Moriarty in the most recent run of Sherlock. Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock.
Oh, that's where I've seen him.
Yes.
Oh.
Those of us who really love him best from playing the Hot Priest in the second season of Fleabag. I'm not just calling him that. That's literally the character's name. He's the Hot Priest. Uh-huh. That is how he is credited. We never learn the character's actual name. Uh-huh. He's just the Hot Priest, where he does brilliant work in arguably the greatest single season of television this century's produced. I'm a fan of Andrew Scott through and through. He can work in all sorts of ways. And what I love is how understated he is through all of this, almost to the point you're like, wow, you're almost recessive. I don't know for sure. Wow, you're so reserved and so in yourself. And of course, because it's a beautifully staged play, it gets to a scene halfway through the movie where he finally blows and he's great. Finally, we have this giant release of this character who's been coiled for 60 minutes.
Wow.
It's a fun performance. It's a great performance to watch in a movie. Like I said, it's a solid script. I've seen so many movies like this, and there are many of them that are much better. The movie that came to mind so much was The Imitation Game, the film a few years ago about Alan Turing, who was one of the great grandfathers of AI and cracked the Enigma code for the Germans. Benedict Cumberbatch was the star of the movie playing Alan Turing. That is a much better movie. That movie was nominated for Best Picture, deservedly so. This is not that. But, you know, it's the anniversary weekend of the D-Day invasion. And if you feel the need to go out and note that in some capacity, this is an absolutely fine way to do it. And it might introduce you to the amazing Andrew Scott.
You have danced around the other character in this, General Eisenhower.
Brendan Fraser. You're going to make me talk about Brendan Fraser?
I am. Look, I know you're not a big fan, but
I have issues with Brendan Fraser as an actor. I didn't always. I think he got very famous doing very broad, very lazy, very bad work in the late 90s. And I think he has not bothered to forget those lessons. He's fine here. He has annoyed me much more recently in other things. What I don't like is Dwight Eisenhower in this film lacks a subtlety that James Stagg has as a character. And I think that subtlety is on the page. And I think Brendan Fraser has no interest in playing it. I think he'd rather yell. Uh-huh. I think he'd rather yell and be gruff. And that is not necessarily boring, but it is far less than three-dimensional than what you see with the lead person in the movie. It's always an interesting thing, Lucianne. You know, you'd think you'd always make the movie about Dwight Eisenhower if you're going to make this movie. Well, they did the right job of making the person who is the main character of the story more compelling, more well-drawn as a character. And at the same time, I want to ask the question that I was asked by a writer, a writing professor I had when I was working on a script. It was like, well, you didn't make this about the most interesting person in the story, so you should do that. And by that, in this one, I mean, well, aren't the soldiers more interesting? I mean, the fact of figuring out the weather is great. It's a really interesting piece of history. And I don't know that how many people ever considered importance of weather in military battles.
I had no idea about this.
It's great. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's a full movie. I don't know if it's necessary that we cover that. But if that is what you are into, oh my gosh, yeah, this is going to be exactly what you want. If you are the dad who's into World War II, oh, by all means, check this out. And if you just want to go to the movies, and you know who Andrew Scott is, or you don't want to find out. That's the other reason to go see this. I'm like, it's perfectly fine. Am I damning it with faint praise? Maybe a little.
Yeah, I think you are.
But I don't mean to, like it's. I have nothing. I have no ill will towards the film in the slightest.
Okay.
Am I going to remember it? No, that's the problem. It's just not a very memorable.
Where can people see this?
In theaters now, Lucienne. It's been. I think it opened. It's a British film for the most part. I think it's already played over there, and they were very savvy to hold it here, so it would be out during the anniversary weekend of D-Day.
Will you explain something then? What does it mean when I see Comcast at the beginning of the trailer?
Good question. I'm assuming they threw some money at it.
Oh, okay.
This is from Working Title. This is Tim Bevan and Eric Fellner. We talked about them a few weeks ago with another Working Title film that's already been out this year. They're professional movie producers. They very rarely make a bad film, and they haven't made a bad film here. But it's a film that it does feel much like the D-Day invasion itself, a combination of a lot of like-minded countries getting together to make sure this movie gets made.
All right. Pressure is the name of it. I thought it looked really compelling, and I can understand you not liking Brendan Fraser. I don't have a problem with this being what would be traditionally a secondary character, because it's something that I don't think a lot of people knew about. I certainly didn't, about this meteorological aspect to the D-Day invasion. So I think that's fascinating. And the fact that that actor is so good in that role.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that does it for me, but I'd have to see the movie.
It takes a big swing early on, Lucienne. Guess what words show up at the very beginning of this movie?
What's that?
This is a true story. Not based on a true story. Not inspired. This is a true story.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of heavy lifting to ask a movie to do, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if all those things really happened exactly like that.
Yeah.
We'll play along.
Yeah, and that's another interesting aspect. When I saw General Eisenhower come to, you know, life in this trailer, I don't know a lot about him. I haven't seen a lot of clips of him. I don't know what he would be like, and it kind of dispelled him for me. It brought him to life in a way that I don't think is really him. So maybe I feel the same way you do about Brendan Fraser.
I don't know. There's an interesting line of dialogue early in, I'm assuming, the play and the movie that puts some things in a historical perspective that's interesting. There's a line from one of the British military people talking about, you realize that Eisenhower, the implication is that Eisenhower was never actually in battle. That he'd come up through, and it's like, okay. That's an interesting, that even it, true or not, okay, that makes this more interesting.
Right.
Yes, you've got someone who is
making decisions.
Who isn't there, and do they feel qualified? And they want to feel 100% sure of this thing that deep down in their hearts they know no one can be 100% sure about, but they want someone to tell them that it's go.
Well, and the fact
the movie does a great job of making it clear that that's not about not wanting to be blamed for it. That's about not wanting to be wrong. It's about not wanting to cost so many lives.
Yeah,
that's the great thing. It's not a CYA situation. it is someone struggling to make the right decision.
But to rely entirely to rely, at least from the movie's perspective, to rely entirely on a person who is a meteorologist to tell you that this is the right time to do it. It does bring into that whole aspect of never having been in battle. You're not all of a sudden you're basing it only on that one thing. At least it seems like it. It seems like, okay, this is what we're going to base it on. And he doesn't have any other reference to make any fuller decision.
It's a really great, it's a great point of tension.
Yeah.
The only problem being, we know.
Yeah.
There's no drama in it because we know how it works out.
Yeah.
But yes, like I said, well played, well written, a perfectly fine movie and a fine way to spend a weekend, the first weekend in June, commemorating one of the most, I'm trying to think through maybe the most important American military mission of the 20th century.
No question. And there's your death knell for you, a perfectly fine movie review from Perry Seibert.
It's a polite 3-star review from Perry.
Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild on the air each week here with a review of Pressure in theaters now on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.